Hello, hello, and welcome to you. You are listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. I'm your host for today, Dumisani Mfune. We will be together for the next 30 or so minutes. There's a lot that God wants to tell us today. We have practical finance, so we're going to talk about your money and how you can make it grow, but more importantly, how true it is that God wants us to take care of the resources He's given us so we can live a happy life and be effective witnesses of who He is. We will hear about priorities, getting our priorities in order. Do you have that problem? Don't worry if you do, because you're not alone. I also struggle with the same thing, how to prioritize things. So we'll learn about that. And then we'll hear from Pastor Ding, who is going to preach to us from the book of Lamentations. And it's not going to be a sad sermon, so you need to listen for that. But before we go any further, let us talk about our money. We now have Pastor Myunda on Practical Finance. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Practical Matters. Our series is How to Solve Financial Problems, and I'll be your host, Dumisani Mfune. And with me in the studio is our very special guest, the financial genius, Mr. Pastor Moses Myunda. Welcome, Mfune.
Thank you. Welcome, listeners, to a wonderful program.
Now, how to solve financial problems. I think that is something that we all want to be able to do. Where do you start?
I think the starting point, our departure point, is to provide assurance to our listeners that there are millions who, like them, are searching for honest answers on how to solve financial problems. Whether they have found themselves in a tight situation where they have no job, mm-hmm. or they are struggling with huge medical bills or educational expenses, or probably you are simply finding it hard to make ends meet. The basic premise is that there are tips that can actually help you to find answers to those excruciating problems.
So right now, guys, if you're listening to this and you're going through whatever problem it is, what Pastor Myunda is saying is you are not alone. There are many millions out there who have the same difficulties as you. But if you listen closely to these tips, you know what? Those problems that you have will be a thing of the past. So, Pastor, let's hear our first tip.
Yeah. In the first place, you will not be able to solve a problem that you have no idea of.
Okay, true.
So the yes. first step to actually take is to evaluate your current financial situation.
Okay.
There are several financial problems that people may have, ranging from debt to lack of knowledge in terms of how to use the finances that may be available to them.
Okay.
So it's important for you to evaluate your financial situation. And there are several questions that can actually help you do this. For example, you need to find out what the total amount of debt is that you must pay.
Okay.
How much is it that you owe? And who are the lenders or the creditors that you owe? When are your bills due? And are you able to come up with a payment plan, a flexible payment plan, probably something that you can negotiate with your creditors so that you pay it within a given period. And you will also need to understand and find out what the consequences may be for non-payment and the other options that you may actually be able to take. So these are very, very important questions that may actually lead you to evaluate your financial position.
So it almost sounds like you're going back to the point that we talked about last week, where we mentioned it's important to be financially intelligent.
Intelligent, that's right. So,
that point is coming again here.
That point is coming again, and I think we'll keep on re-emphasizing the point.
So I guess that's how important it is.
Yeah. How you get into debt is exactly how you get out.
Uh-huh.
So if you know the door that led you into debt, then you'll be able to know how you can actually get out of debt.
So is that straightforward?
It is that straightforward, because the causes of debt or the causes of financial problems actually suggest solutions within themselves.
Interesting.
Once you have come to realize what the problem actually is, then you will be able to know the kind of solution to tailor, make in order to resolve that particular problem.
So you're saying that knowing why you got into debt is enough to get you out of debt?
That's right. Take for instance, if I found myself into debt because I had too many expenses at the end of the day, then I will need to sit down and evaluate my expenses. You may be shocked to realize that some of the expenses were not genuine. There was something that could have been avoided. And so if that is my problem, failure to manage, you know, my expenses, then I will need to learn how to manage and cut back on those non-essentials so that I remain, you know, financially viable.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem becomes a leading factor to the solution.
Sorry, I want to go back to what you said. Suppose the example you gave, your expenses were greater than your income.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you said that you need to cut back on non-essentials.
That's right.
What if on your list of expenses, there are no non-essentials? In other words, everything there is a necessity. Then in that situation, what do you do?
Yeah, one thing you need to realize is you cannot solve your lifetime problems in one sitting.
Okay.
So you will need to learn to spread your problems, you know, over a period and deal with those that are urgent and important. You know, we have things in this life that are urgent and important, but we also have things that are important but are not urgent.
Okay.
And so you actually need to categorize them so that you find out those things that are urgent and important and those things that are important, but they can still wait.
Mm-hmm,
and so that is very, very important in terms of solving your financial problem.
So I guess that should be our rule as we try to assess, to see which expenses, we see those that are important and urgent.
And urgent.
Those should be dealt with first.
Those should be dealt with first.
Okay. No.
Then those that are important but mm-hmm. are not urgent can wait a little longer, whose deadlines probably, you know, are still ahead.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well.
And one way that can actually help you to evaluate your current financial situation mm-hmm. is to keep a strict record of all your expenses and your income. Because if you do not have an idea of how much is coming into your pocket and how much is going out of your pocket, you may not be able to assess where you are at the end of the day. What actually happens in big organizations is what actually needs to happen in real individual and family life.
Okay.
You actually need to keep monthly statements, you know, in terms of the monies that you are spending, as well as the income that you're actually receiving. So you need to have an income statement that actually shows what has actually come, you know, into your family. You will also need to have, you know, a statement that shows, you know, how much worth, you know, you are. There are many of us who do not actually know, you know, our net worth.
Interesting.
So it is important for you to sit down, write down all your assets, you know, and give them value. So that at the end of the day, you know how much worth you are.
Wow.
And write down all what you owe other people so that at the end of the day, you have a balance sheet.
Okay.
So that will help you actually realize your current financial position.
Okay. I like that point of our net worth. Unfortunately, Pastor, we're out of time. But I think tomorrow, if you could just explain how one can get the net worth and why that is important. I think that's something that a lot of us didn't think about. I just thought that was for those
business
big
entities.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Well, guys, you need to know your net worth. We're going to explain a little more. So please, you don't want to miss this. So I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I am Moses Muyunda.
Be blessed. You're listening to Practical Living right here on your practical station, Adventist World Radio. That was Pastor Moses Muyunda helping us to be better stewards of the money that God has blessed us with. It doesn't matter the amount, God has blessed us with that. Do you agree with what has been said? Do you have any different views on taking care of your money? You can write into us and let us know what your views are. Stay tuned, I'll give you the address that you can use. But before I give you that address, let's hear from Don. And he's going to tell us about priorities and how we can better prioritize things. He'll give us some tips that will help us.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Have you ever woken up in the morning intending to pray? Then you just end up spending the rest of the morning asleep. Or perhaps you're supposed to hand in an assignment and you just leave it for the last minute. It always seems easy to brush things aside and leave them for later. Does it sound familiar? A high school science teacher once tried to demonstrate this to his students. He took a large mouth jar and placed several large rocks in it. Then he asked the class, "Is it full?" Unanimously, the class replied, "Yes." The teacher then took a bucket of gravel and poured it into the jar. The small rocks settled into the spaces between the big rocks, and then he asked again, "Is it full?" At this time, there were some students holding back, but most of them replied, "Yes, it is full." The teacher produced a large can of sand and poured it into the jar. The sand filled up the spaces between the gravel. For the third time, the teacher asked, "Is it full?" Now most of the students were weary of answering, but again many replied, "Yes, it is full." Then the teacher brought out a large container of water and poured it into the jar. The water saturated the sand, and at this point the teacher asked the class, "What is the point of this demonstration?" One bright young student raised his hand and then responded, "No matter how full one's schedule is in life, he can always squeeze in more things." "No," the teacher replied, "the point is that unless you first place the big rocks into the jar, you are never going to get them in." The big rocks are the most important things in your life. A God, your family, your friends, personal growth. If you fill your life with the small things as demonstrated by the gravel, the sand, and the water, you will never have the time for important things. So what are the big rocks in your life? Is it spending time with God, your children, your parents, your spouse? Research on a paper that you need to hand in, making time to set goals, or to plan and to grade your progress. Pay attention to the things in life that are important to your happiness and well-being. Take time to get medical checkups, play with your children, go for a run, write to your grandmother. There'll always be a time to go to work, clean the house, or fix the disposal. Take care of the rocks first. Things that really matter. Set your priorities. The rest are just pebbles and sand. If you put sand into the jar first, there is no room for the rocks or the pebbles. The same can be applied to your life. if you spend all the time and energy on the small things, you will never have room for the things that are truly important. Remember what Genesis 1 verse 1 says. It says, in the beginning, God. This means that there is no beginning without God. So God must always be the first in everything that we do. And I can guarantee that if you place God first in your life will never be the same again.
Oh yes, that was Don reminding us that as we set our priorities in order, let's put first things first. Let's start with God, because He is the beginning. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Practical Living, and I am Dumisani Mfune. How do you prioritize your day and your events? Write into us. Let us know about it. Maybe we can take a leaf from your book. I will give you the address that you can use to email or snail mail, or you can even visit our Facebook page. But before I get to that, let's hear from Pastor Ding. He's going to be speaking. He's going to be sharing with us from the book of Lamentations. Right now, we have Practical Bible.
Good day to you all, listeners. I'm thankful that you're able to join us yet again. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm Pastor Ding, and today I want to share with you from the Bible, the Word of God, the very words that God wants us to hear. You know, God speaks to us in many different ways, and one of the best ways for me is when I read His Word. So if you have a Bible with you, do grab it, bring it near, and let us share together. Have you ever realized how easy it is for us to sing a song, or we read and recite verses from the Bible without really thinking of the context, you know, why it was written, when it was written? Taking, for example, a verse that I love so much, and it has come alive to me yet again in the last couple of weeks and months. It's found in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations is in the Old Testament. Lamentations 3, verse 22. And it reads, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." In fact, they've made a song out of this verse. And these words have interested me so much. Now, if you understand that these words come from the book of Lamentations, and when you talk about lamenting, it kind of gives the idea of, you know, crying, being sorrowful, to lament. Knowing and understanding the circumstances surrounding a text help us draw deeper meaning, and it has helped me internalize this verse all the more. Knowing that Jeremiah, whom many people say is the author of this book, we need to understand that his life wasn't easy. It was not an easy life at all. It wasn't one of those lives that some of us may live with all the pleasures. Life that is free from anxiety, free from troubles. A life that has men's favor and things of that nature. He could very well be known as a man of suffering. And I know that many of us can understand where this is coming from. A life that is full of troubles, sorrow. People hate us. They look at us and they place us in a place that is just so terrible. We are outcasts. According to Lamentations 3, Jeremiah was afflicted, persecuted. By the way, the most persecuted prophet in the Bible. He was mocked, and his petitions were not even answered. Imagine that. When he would pray, those prayers would not be answered. Oh, he was forgotten. He became a target for his enemies' attacks. He went into despair. For sure, he was a man of distress. And many times, in so many ways, you and I go through such experiences. I'm sure as you're sitting there listening, you're looking back and you're saying, you know what? I understand what Jeremiah went through because I'm in that place right now. At times it seems as if when I pray, God doesn't hear me and he doesn't answer. It seems as if everything that can go wrong is going wrong. It seems as if there's just no use for this life that I live. Yes, many times you and I go through such experiences where we feel abandoned and outcast. We feel tormented and distressed. We feel as though we have been cut off from the rest of the world. So in the midst of anguish, bitterness and tribulation, when his soul was bereft, or his soul was deprived of peace, when he had forgotten what happiness was, he brought from the place in his inner man a voice calling forth faith, believing in God's loving kindness, and with these verses. If you read from verse 21 of Lamentations chapter 3, from verse 21, he says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope." Even in such a troublesome time, even though it seemed as if he was at the edge, he was just about to jump off a cliff, even though it seemed that all hope was gone, he said that, "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end." When you read it from other texts, if you go back and try to find the original languages, when you read from the Syriac, from the Targum, or you read from the Hebrew text, it says, "because of the steadfast." And I thought to myself, what do they mean by steadfast? You know, English is very vast. So when I looked at some of the synonyms, the words that related to the steadfast word here, it says unwavering, unfaltering, persistent, dedicated, tireless. And so when I read this verse again, I say, because of the steadfast, because of the unwavering, the unfaltering, the persistent, the dedicated and tireless love of the Lord, we are not cut off. Yes, we may feel deprived of peace. Yes, we may feel as though we are abandoned. And at times, we may even bring a lot of these onto ourselves through our actions and through the mistakes that we make in life. Ask me, I would know. There are many times that I myself may cry myself to sleep. But a lot of times, because of some of the wrong choices that I have made and that I now sit and suffer with, but I stand rest assured. And today I can let you know, with a heart that is in the healing process, a heart that has reaffirmed its commitment to God and this calling, that yes, because of the steadfast, unwavering, unfaltering, persistent, dedicated, tireless love of the Lord. This love that never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And with me, I would like you to say, great is your faithfulness.
Indeed, God's faithfulness is great. How great has God's faithfulness been in your life? Why don't you write in? We will read your testimony on air. We want the whole world to know that God is alive and his faithfulness is indeed great. I did promise you I would give you the address. Hope you have paper and pen ready. Our email address is awr@sidmedia.org. I'll repeat that. awr@sidmedia.org. Our postal address is Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa. That's Adventist World Radio, P.O. Box 22, Somerset West, South Africa. Visit our Facebook page. Just look for Practical Living. Speaking of Facebook, Alinane Ligoya posted a comment and she says, I love these programs. Keep up the good work. God bless. Alinane, if you are listening, thank you for your comment. Keep listening and let us know what you think of these programs. Sadly, guys, it is time for me to go. But remember, right here on Practical Living, we give you practical tips and practical advice that if you follow, through God's help, will keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Until next time, God abundantly bless you.